be back. And DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot win without the legend. And I am here on this show with three legends at one time. We're going to learn about two of them coming up momentarily. But first, over to the legendary Mr. Joey Effin Bats. How you doing, sir?
Jesus Christ, I just got fucking goosebumps up and down my spine with that intro. What a sweet fucking intro that was. Jesus Christ, I'm fired and jacked up today. Especially, I was already fired and jacked up, Jimmy, with our two guests today, but that intro just got me going. I am like Brock fucking Lesnar right now. I'm about to jump through this fucking wall here. Jesus Christ. Dude, Jimmy, we got two guys today. Two of my favorite people in this league. One is a favorite of the show. We love talking to this guy. We talk to him every single week as much as we can. The other one is a living, I think I'm a legend. This dude has to be a beyond a legend. Is there something other than the word legend we can use to describe him, James?
Iconic.
Iconic. Oh, that's Hulk Hogan. Iconic. I love that. That's absolutely perfect. We got Junior and Senior on the line. Let's start with the more important one. Mr. Keller, say hello to everybody on the podcast for us.
Hey, how you doing out there, everybody?
What a great guy. That's it. And we're done. That's it. Sign off, everyone. Oh, fuck out.
It's over. It's over. Yeah. Hey, I just want to let you know I didn't have anything to do tonight. I canceled my proctology appointment. I tell you the truth, I'd rather be there, but it's going to be a pleasure being with you guys.
I've seen his ass before. It's beautiful. Actually, remember when you were at your house and you were trying to catch pretzels in your asshole that one time?
Yeah, I remember.
That was you doing that, not me.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Keller Sr. setting down the rubber bands for 30 minutes. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Who else
do
we have?
Here. Thank you.
And this other guy on the phone, who is it? Who's with us? Who's the other guy?
Joe, you might want to rethink that statement. You said you have the only two Kellers that matter?
Oh, fuck! Yes!
No!
This is what I've been trying to get this chick on the phone for weeks. She won't return my phone calls. She said she's making me cupcakes next weekend for my birthday. God damn it, Nicole. Welcome to the line, ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Keller.
With a statement like that, I'm going to put a little extra love in them cupcakes, Joey.
You're GD right. Make sure your stupid husband stays off the line for the rest of the call. We only want to talk to you for the rest of it. That's it.
Get the phone. Come on.
He had to go take a dump, I think, real fast.
Well, we do have a great interview with her coming up later on in the show today, where she actually laid out some of the truths and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on with the Keller family teams right now. It's kind of wild.
I know. She gave a nice little three-minute candid interview. Some very detailed guys.
No. Hey, what's up?
Who are you talking to back there? Are we not important enough for you right now? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry. My dog wanted to go out.
Oh, tell Janine I said hello.
Hey, no, Janine's in Nashville.
Oh, she's in Nashville. Okay. I thought you meant she's going to go out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm hoping she decides to stay there.
Janine's a very... Jimmy, we were at Mr. Keller's house over the summer a few times. I just want to lead into on the first part of this fucking podcast. We were at Mr. Keller's house. When I say we, me and my wife and Katie's boyfriend, Eric, along with Scotty and Nicole and a couple of Scotty's boys, we play the absolute greatest wiffle ball tournament I have ever been a part of. I was so glad that they invited me that I get to be a part of it. It's 3-on-3, maybe 4-on-4 if we have enough people. It's just a complete fucking shit show. And I had so much fun. That's where I met Mr. Keller's girlfriend, Janine. Very nice lady.
Yeah.
She gave my daughter a blanket. Mr. Keller, next year, I think we need to get a few more people at the wiffle ball tournament. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. As soon as I get the construction done on the fence, we'll start playing again. It's still not done. I'm finding pieces of Eric's face and different holes on the fence still. The only thing that really bothers me is that night when he went into the fence and we pulled him out of the fence. Remember, we had to pull him out.
Yeah,
he came up to me. Yeah, he asked me if he was safe. I don't remember. Was he safe?
Of course he was. No, he was definitely out. So, Jimmy, we'll set
up. I don't know. I don't remember that.
I don't think he was safe at all. So in the backyard, you know, Eric Stegmaier. Everybody knows Stegmaier, Katie's boyfriend. They're actually, Mr. Keller, they're actually at Eric's parents' house having dinner tonight. And then they get 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
They get 1 hour of free study time together. It's great. So
yeah.
In Eric's room with the door open. So we're playing wiffle ball, and Eric is legging out, trying to get a single. This dude slips over the fucking bag, and goes face first into the fucking fence. Oh. It was absolutely hysterical. When I wish you could, I wish somebody had it on video. It was that fucking funny. So the next day, Mr. Keller gets a bill in the mail for the fucking, for his health insurance, for his fence, the health insurance. The fuck is going on here? This fucking guy's been married to his daughter, and he's sitting on the bill for the fence. Give me a fucking break.
It was pretty good. I got to tell you, I felt bad for him. I think his face was really hurting. I didn't know what to do. Well, you know, I finally, Katie finally brings him over to meet me. We have a nice friendly game. This guy's legging out a single like it's the seventh game of the World Series, falls and smashes into my fence. Oh, my God. Terrible. I'm sorry.
He's like 50 plus years old. He doesn't got much going for him anymore. Little fuck.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, but yeah, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a douchebag. Junior, you're gonna join the conversation, or are you just gonna sit there and make out with your wife?
That's what I was hoping to do, and then I listened to this. If you want me to go on about the fence incident, Dad, weren't you arguing with Eric that he was out as he was laying on the fence?
As we were trying to pick his skin out of the fence, I think your dad's yelling at him. You were out, and we're picking this fucking dude's teeth off the ground.
He did. He made him get out of the base path.
It's tough love. He's trying to marry his daughter. It's tough love. Learn the hard way.
I'm going to tell you right now. I know, but the future, frying bologna and playing checkers with this family at the holidays, Stacks. You've got some stuff coming for you in the future. Oh my gosh,
Jimmy. Here's
you
got
to have you have to have alcohol. You have to.
Absolutely, Jimmy. Here's a question: when Katie and Eric do get married, whose side do I stand on? Obviously, Eric is Jill's cousin, first cousin. And I'm almost like the second son of this family. I'm more of a son to Scott Senior than Damus to Scott Junior.
I got to figure it out, Joey. What we do is it's going to be a dual wedding. So Senior is going to shack up at the same time with his tight squeeze there. At the same time that his daughter's getting married to Stacks, and we're all going to stand on Senior's side.
Yeah, I hate to break some news to Joey, but Jill has been eyeing me every week at football. So Joey might be with Janine, and I'll probably be with Jill. But just real quick before we go on, I do want to say one thing because I know we're going to talk about some other things. But I have a question for the quarterbacks in that league who have quarterbacked for my daughter. If they could please respond to me or answer me. I know it's been a few Joey, Topper. I know there's been anybody. Does she come back in the huddle when she's playing for you and say, what the fuck are you doing? Does she say, hey, what kind of fucking play is that? Does she roll her eyes? Do you throw her pass at her right in the hands and she say, get the ball up a little bit? I just want to know. If she's not, then I have a problem because she's only one that she's doing that to is her father, calling me fuckface and everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, my cell phone number again, 716-400-5045. If you have played with Katie Keller, quarterback for Katie Keller. There's only a few of you out there. Shoot me a text if she has ever called you fuckface. Me personally, she knows to keep her mouth shut in my fucking huddle. It's just a little bit disrespectful. Well, it's a little bit disrespectful that she does that.
Well, you know, now that you're talking about Katie and you being on the same team, I do have that interview from the fields with you and Katie next to each other.
Yeah,
shall we go there?
That's a good way to lead into it. Let's go.
All right. Katie Keller and Joey Bats in one place at one time. Katie, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. You're standing next to the man, the myth, the AKA self-proclaimed legend, Mr. Joey Bats. Do you feel he is legendary?
I think he comes right after me in this league, so it's close.
Like a puddle of water.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's my big question then. Just like she said. She said that you come after she. Well, after how did you phrase
after,
it? How
he
did
comes
you
word after it? Me in this league is a legend.
So you
Stop.
You come first.
You said it twice.
Understood. So with this team, how do you feel about being on this gender team that you got going?
I feel great. I think we're gonna win the ship. So bring on the Angels in a couple weeks.
She's right. We are looking ahead. She's not wrong.
So at what point do you just give up on third and schlong and commit? To Joey Bats and Jay Bats.
Third and Schlong is no more after this season.
He's got a point. We're done after this season, so.
Third and Schlong is no more.
So could there be a long-term commitment to the Bats family teams?
If he gives my agent good terms, I'm in.
Did you say agent?
My agent.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Senior. I got to talk to Senior.
Senior. It's down to Senior. Okay.
He's on our roster for this team. He's our backup quarterback, so we're in good graces with our agent. We're fine.
There's a lot of people in the league talking a lot of bad things about this quarterback of yours right here and about those that play for this team. Can you tell me about that?
All I gotta say is that's my QB, so I'm with them no matter what. I get it.
And that's how we sign off.
You don't talk about Joey Bats. Come on now. He's a legend.
She gets it.
Hey, big kudos to whoever turned the volume down on the speakers just now. That was really awesome. It's a good thing I come out here every freaking week. Yeah, I'll just stop it right there. That was the point in time when the guy ran over and turned the volume down on the speakers while I'm on the sidelines with you. God bless the fact I travel all the way out there. Jesus Christ.
Mr. Keller, did you ever hear, did she ever comment you like she just commented me there? Have you ever gotten that love?
Never. She has never said one good thing about her father. Her father sucks.
Didn't you guys, you're just a year removed from winning the championship, I believe, correct?
Third and Strong does have an excellent female on their team. It is not Katie Keller.
No, it is not. You have an excellent female with a good attitude, but who doesn't have a piss poor attitude. Nicole, are you still on the line, Nicole?
She's heard enough. Okay. She said when you need ratings, call her.
And we're back to Baby Dick Keller over here. Okay. And we go back to Baby Dick. Junior over here, when you toss the rock for your team once in a while, I remember, I think I've seen you play a few times. Did she come and yell at you in the huddle?
No, usually the rest of my team's yelling at me because it's usually a pick six going the other way. So everybody's screaming at one time. So it's not just Katie.
Well, that's usually, I mean, the game I did play, that's usually exactly how it rolled. Can we, Jimmy, play a little bit of Nicole's interview? I want to hear that. I don't know if Mr. Keller heard that one.
Oh, absolutely. So this was one of the more strong interviews of the day. To set this up, this is, as time is moving on a little bit, the teams were back out there. Cutting Stunts was playing probably the longest game the world has ever freaking seen.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what Billy was trying to do over there on the field that day.
I think he got paid by the hour.
My God.
Fuck?
It's okay, but
it was actually longer than the other podcast. That's how long the game was.
Oh, I love that guy. So I'm sitting here on field three watching the Cunning Stunts take on some team that doesn't matter. And Katie Keller's out there on the field. I have her sister-in-law, Boots, right by my side. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
What do you think about this game so far?
Yo, guys, she sounds sexy.
Well, the girls are killing it. That's all I got. They're showing how well they play out here.
Hang on, Bats. What'd you say?
I said she sounds sexy there, doesn't she, man?
She does. Absolutely. I was thinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. She didn't sound that good when I was listening to my phone, and my hand was starting to sweat.
All right, here it comes. Now, how's Katie doing most of all, though?
Pretty good. Still got a smile on her face.
Most of the guys are really interested in how she's doing most of the time. She has that wide stance when she gets ready for play. She lifts the shirt gently to cool off. What could you tell most of the single men in this league about Katie Keller?
That I don't think she's available.
She's not, is she?
She's not.
She's heading close to marriage at this point, isn't she?
I'd say within the next 6 months.
Really? Wow. I am a reverend in the Universal Life Church. We could do this right on the podcast at the same time, too. With that being said, the lucky guy, that's Eric, isn't it?
It is. It is. Steg.
So how would you feel about him being part of your family?
He fits right in. He's already come to a few family functions, so it's really nice.
How do you feel about... Too. What's that, Bats?
I've been there, too. Continue. I just wanted to chime in.
Being related to Joey Bats?
I don't know.
Let's delve into this a little bit. How do you feel about Joey Bats?
I love Joey. He's a good guy.
Who's the better Bats, Joey or Jill?
Jill. Hands down, it's Jill.
Wow. Hands down, Jill.
Okay.
Yes.
So Jill That's gave us an interview a little bit earlier on today. She was very, very reserved. She was straightforward, though. Don't talk to me right now. Talk to Jill. What would you tell her about the way she plays and her life choices with Joey Bats?
Well, I'm pretty sure Sherry knows she's the better athlete in that household. But they have a beautiful daughter, so I don't think she would take that back for anything,
obviously.
You know what,
Jimmy, that's a great... Scotty, get your Wi-Fi back on this call. You hang up, tell Nicole to call in, because she is so right. My daughter is beautiful.
She's cooking me dinner right now. I'm not.
Oh, that's amazing. We're kind of
glossing over the fact that she already laid the bombshell out there that Katie Keller,
I know,
and Mr. Eric Stegmaier are getting married within 6 months. Mr. Keller Sr., yeah. How do you feel about learning this news?
You know what? If they're planning for the bride's father to pay for the wedding, they're in a lot of fucking trouble, because I think I got $37 in the bank account. So I'll do what I can, but Eric's a good guy, quiet. And it's like him and his cousin Joey Bats are complete opposite. Eric is so quiet. Joey Bats is like Joey Bats.
Well, of course he's quiet, senior. Of course he's quiet. He hit his face on the fence, and you spent all your money fixing the fence. Yeah. There's no other options.
He might not be able to talk anymore. So it's he's very competitive in backyard baseball, though. He's
he doesn't fool
like
around.
I said, I'm in my upper 50s. When I did that at first base, I dove over the fence. I think he should have considered that. So
you hurdled You hurdled the fence. He ran into it, right?
He slipped. Right. God bless him. He wanted that first base hit, and I think he wanted to impress Katie's father, me, and it turned in, the opposite. I said, "What the fuck is he doing here?"
In the back half of Boots' interview right here, and you tell me when you're ready to go, Joey, because she drops a major third-inch-long bombshell that no one in this league knows. You just say when you want it to go.
She does. Before we get into that's a great point, Joe. As soon as I say this, we're doing a lot of talking about – I want to make sure Katie Keller's head doesn't get too big. Scotty, please back me up on this. We do a lot of talking about her just because she's an easy target with Eric. We need to bring her down a few notches, you know what I mean? I think she's thinking that her shit don't stink when she can come back and start fucking calling her own plays in the huddle. She needs to remember who the leaders are of this league. It's myself and your father. Make sure that chick doesn't, her ego doesn't get too big, you know what I mean?
In the words of Scotty from last week, yeah.
Man of many words, Scotty from last week.
We're talking about Scotty from fucking Garrett's team. I can't remember his last name. But, dude, if you're going to listen to this week, bro, I want you to go back and listen to your podcast and just realize how fucking boring you sounded. This is why that Casey chick won't hook up with you right now, because she listened to this podcast and she wants to fucking slit her wrist. Jimmy and I were – it's like pulling fucking teeth getting you to talk. We asked you – what? I'm fat. Yeah, I got jelly rolls. Yeah. I'm throwing piss missiles. That was the best line you said, was your piss missiles, bro.
I'm going to tell you something. In Scott's defense, he was lights up this week. I watched him, and he did give me a pizza roll and a Corona at the bar, so I like the guy.
He knows the key to your heart, too. You pizza rolls and a Corona.
Yeah,
you got the key.
Pizza roll.
Jimmy, play the back half of Nicole's, because this bombshell about third inch long.
Do they call you Auntie Boots?
No.
They don't yet?
Not yet.
It's coming. It's coming, though.
Maybe soon.
So if Katie Keller made you an aunt one of these days, how would you feel about that?
I would be excited. That would be a first for me.
How do you feel Senior would feel?
He would be excited, too.
As long as they're married.
Sure. All right. I guess in this day and age, it doesn't really matter, right?
Tell me about third inch long. Tell me about you and this team. And
here it comes.
Where you're headed, because word on the street is it's over.
It is over. It is over. Oh. I mean, it comes at a bad time. We're actually doing pretty well right now. Now that we kind of had our fallout at the beginning of the year, but we're doing good, kicking ass. But we're splitting up next session.
Are you okay with this?
Okay, I mean, we're still all going to be here just doing our own thing, and I mean, the name will just have to be retired, no one can ever use it, and whatever, but yeah, we'll still be here having fun.
What do you personally plan on doing? Do you foresee yourself on a different team, playing directly with Katie and Joey Bats, versus being on the same team as your husband?
No, actually, me and Kay will not be playing together.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secrets are coming out. We're going to save the rest of the story for another time. Boots, can't thank you enough for being on.
Thank you so much.
So after the interview, she continued to tell me that the reason they're breaking up is because of orthopedic Scotty.
I've heard the same thing. One of you two, Scotts, please clear this up. Orthopedic Scotty thinks this fucking shit don't stink. Somebody help us out here.
I personally like the guy. I think he's a model citizen.
Yeah, I like Scott too. I think he's talking about going to Division I. I think he should be in Division VI.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. He should be.
I'm confused about this Division One thing. Like I said, I like Scott too. He's on the ground more than he's standing up when he plays. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm only kidding. Scott's a good guy.
Yeah, we're going to make out with him later. Oh my God.
He's a good man. So
he should, is he really the reason that you guys are going to be splitting up? The legendary 3rd-inch long, a year removed, Jimmy. I keep saying it. A year removed from a title, they're splitting up. I still can't believe this is happening.
It's tough.
Well, I still see us winning the title this year, guys. I'm telling you, I think we're going to, same thing happened last year. We went on a roll towards the end and really played well, and we won the whole thing. And I'm thinking we're going to do the same. I really do.
So here's a question for you, Mr. Keller. If you guys win, do you ride off into the sunset and call it quits? Or
like Scotty said, there is a 60 and over co-ed league in Rochester. I'm hoping not only to score on the field, I'm hoping to score after with some of the women in that league. I'm hoping, Elise, well, I hope Janine's not going to hear this, but I am looking to score both. I think I'd be an asset in the league. But there is one thing I want to say about this league and before we go, but I never envisioned myself, and talk about my daughter-in-law, I never envisioned myself 15 years ago that I'd be throwing touchdown passes to my daughter-in-law in a football league. Katie, absolutely. But my daughter-in-law, I never envisioned that. So I'm very, very happy with that, and I hope I can still play with Scotty and Nicole.
Look at that. See, Junior, what do you think about that? Do you have room for him or no?
Absolutely. He'd be the first one we'd take. Other people we're not going to bring on, but him, he's definitely number one. I don't know if he's going to be playing quarterback, but we'll find something for him to do.
I'll do whatever. I'll do whatever to be part of the team.
How far along until Dane plays? I'm sorry, Jimmy. How many years do we got till Dane can play, Scotty?
Is it 21 or 18 this league?
I know. I found a kid out this week who was 19, actually. There was a gentleman on the
field. Yeah, I know
field
exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. Kid's like, fuck, I think he's 13 years old. We got to card this kid. I mean, he's running circles around me. I can't fucking cover this little kid because he's 13 years old. So what's Dane? 15 years old, I think? 16?
15, 16. He actually played in another league. I won't mention the name for obviously.
I remember. Another league. So, Mr. Keller, could you imagine? This would be a Topper Sports League first. Three generations of one family on one team.
I'm gonna,
playing.
I am gonna try and make it to then. I told everybody that was my goal. So I had some cereal today instead of pizza for breakfast. So I think I'm on the right path. I do got to lose 30, 40 pounds, but that's my goal. Absolutely.
I want
DJ Jimmy to be there for the interview when we do that.
Jimmy, there you go.
It'd be fantastic. It'd be my honor and pleasure. Truly.
Scotty, what were you saying?
Be great.
No, I was saying I hope he can make it because I don't know if I'll still be playing in 5 years.
Well, I wasn't talking three generations with Scotty. I was saying me, Nicole, and Damien.
You're right.
So.
If you were to pull the league of Kellers, that would be the three people that everybody would. I don't think anybody knows Dame yet, but it would be yourself, Nicole, and it would be Dame once they get to meet him because it's not definitely not going to be Scott, and it's definitely not going to be Katie. Everyone's going to be sick of her within the next year, I think.
What about Kevin Keller?
Oh, where is he? You guys still looking for him, aren't you?
Where is Jim? Yeah, where he is?
He's a little bit upset with us, but
I think he's still playing at Delaware Park. He's waiting for you guys to come out every Saturday. He doesn't know why you guys.
He
doesn't know why you guys told him Delaware this year for some reason.
We'll see.
I think you guys are doing well. You know, every week I talk to somebody on your team, whether it be Austin or Orthopedic Scotty. And you guys are, you know, you're tearing shit up. We don't talk about scores here, but you guys are playing really well after the blow up early in the season. You're coming together as a team.
I'm going to tell you, Joe, when we really started coming around was against, I don't know the name of Garrett's team, but that was the first play of the game. I threw the ball to Katie, and I swear it was 2 or 3 feet off the ground, went right through her hands. She came to me and said, get the ball up. Me and her argued like I was going to walk off the field. I'm telling you. And from since that point, I don't know if it was I was just so aggravated or she was. We started playing great ever since that point.
And it probably was her fault. She's always good for a one drop.
God. Right in her hand.
Always. Yeah. She thinks she got the best hands in the league, but she's always good for one quick drop.
I can even comment further on that. He actually, after that series, he came up to me on the sidelines and goes, Scotty, warm your fucking arm up. I'm fucking weak.
Yes, I did. I was aggravated with her first play of the game. Oh, crazy.
Speaking of your team with third and long, I remember last year, Junior, you and I were talking after the game. Jimmy, you got that that sound clip from Peachy Platoon, right? I know these are their boys.
Yes, I do.
Listen to this how boring this kid's interview is from Peachy Platoon. And remember when they rolled you guys last year, then we'll talk about it.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. My big question to Dean after the game, they had a great game, Joey. They really did. But I was curious where the name of the team came from. So down to field one with Dean.
How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing great, thank you.
How'd the game go today?
We went well. We had a pretty good game. Our girls really played amazing. I think we had 4 Jenner touchdowns. So, yeah, a couple picks. So, played great as a team. Missed a couple pieces, but played pretty well, I would say.
Now, on the show not too long ago was Bobby McConnell, and he said that there's not much that he fears. This was off air. He said there's not much he fears other than Peachy Platoon. Bobby's How do you feel about that?
Yeah, me and Bobby played against each other a lot, so I don't know if that's why, but they're a good team, and I think it'd be a good game if we played. We just gotta bring it and play well.
The biggest question on the table that Mr. Bass asked me to ask, as well as a special Godfather advisor, where did the name Peachy Platoon come from?
Great question. Thank you for asking. So, my brother, my sister, and my mom. So we're all born and raised in Athens, Georgia. So we're big Georgia Bulldogs fans, and the state symbol or fruit is a peach. So we wanted to incorporate something with peaches or like the Bulldogs. So we went with Peachy, and then Joy came up with Platoon because we're a group. So Peachy Platoon, that's how you got it.
That makes sense. Fantastic story from a fantastic man. Dean, thank you so much.
Are you guys still awake or no? Because that fucking brutal.
I closed off. I definitely did.
Fuck me, Dean. Have a little fucking excitement in your voice, brother. Kid's one of the best athletes in the league. He's fucking putting me to sleep in the minute and 30-second clip. Ooh, Lee.
Yeah,
you should have interviewed Red Camo Pants.
That's out there. This is why this guy is always on here. That's his brother, fucking camouflage pants with no fucking shorts and a little baby dick. That's fucking kid. Was he standing around there, Jimmy, when you did the interview?
Yeah, actually, I was down on field one. I was just hanging out, catching a couple things. They literally just got off the field, and I'm like, why do they call him Peachy Platoon? And the ref and I were talking. He said, look, go over. It's a good story. That's where it came from.
I mean, by good story, you mean that it's good for my child to go to bed with. And yeah, I'll agree with that. That could put Dane. Say that for Dame tonight, Scotty. He'll be out in fucking 2 seconds. Jesus Christ.
Well, we're on the topic of people that do tell exciting stories. I got one for you.
Jay Batts in the house. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Now, look, people say that Joey Batts is the legend. Let's be honest here. You are the power and the source of everything that is all great and good behind this man, aren't you?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Modesty from the wife. Modesty. I love it.
All right. So what keeps this love strong? What keeps this bond going?
It's me, Jimmy.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. So the more drunk you get, the more you like him.
Yes.
That's interesting. The first time we did meet, we were bartending together, so she could have been pretty fucking drunk, actually.
So, you know, part of this is a whole promo thing. You do bartend. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Do you want to tell the multiverse where you bartend or no?
Max on Hurdle, Thursday nights, 5 to 11.
5 to 11, Max on Hurdle. Stop out, see the legendary J-Bads.
Don't be cheap if you go see her, you scumbags.
So do you have any advice for your husband as you head into today's games?
Don't suck.
Good advice.
Good advice. Strong advice from a strong woman, J-Bads.
Jimmy, she told me today before as I was walking out of the house to go to the gym before we did our podcast. I said, Jill, we're going to play your clip. And she said, you do not have my written consent, and I will sue you both if we play it. So you could expect a cease and desist letter from my wife in the next couple of weeks.
It's a good thing we gave her free promo then, you know?
She's very shy, as you can tell. But she backs up on the field.
It was fantastic, though. I didn't fall asleep while she was talking. She was very clear in the fact that she likes you more when she's drunk. That was kind of nice. I like where that went.
Is that funny? That's funny, everyone? That's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't have to use alcohol to be with Jill.
She did say that if she was going to leave me for one person in football, it would be you. She said that to
you,
me.
You guys, she is one of the most beautiful and pleasant women you'd ever want to meet. She really is.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to make sure you keep your balls up. That's all.
She played her balls off this week. We played, speaking of my game real quick. Now, Scotty, let me pick your two brain real quick. You guys have been in the league for a while. You know what's up. How many rosters can guys be on in the league?
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead, man.
It doesn't shock me that happened from that team, because I've seen it from them numerous times.
Yes. What happened? So set the scene. What happened?
Little backstory. So my girls' team is rocking D4. You know, myself and Maddie Ice both have the girls' teams, and we're probably going to play each other in the finals, which we expected to begin the year just because we're so fucking sweet. So we have one loss. We lost to Maddie Ice's team. They lost to a team that I don't know how they lost this team, because we beat them twice. So second game, we're playing, I don't know, some schmuck team we beat by 35, I think, a couple weeks before. And they got this one kid on the team who, no bullshit, I don't know the kid too well. I played him against him a few times. Fucking amazing athlete. I could not hang with this kid. But again, he's like fucking 16 or 17 years old running fucking, you know, he's playing high school college ball. I'm fucking 31 with a kid at home. This kid's running circles around me. Honest to God, Jimmy, I couldn't cover him. And I mean, and I'm pretty good, and I know how to hold people and cheat a little bit. But I couldn't even touch him. It was so quick. Come to find out, before the game, fucking Ramirez trying to, you know, talk to him because he's not supposed to be on the roster.
Wait, like, okay, what?
And again, right. When you're
not
playing,
even like
fucking,
universal sublist type guy.
No universal sublist. Just a friend of a friend on the
Wait
team.
Wait a second. It's someone that just showed up at the fields and said, yeah, I'm going out there.
He must have got a text. Hey, we need some guys. Show me a little bit of love.
Oh, you got to be playing, man.
Yeah. So when you're fucking playing girls teams, all it takes is one big stud. And, you know, they scored, we lost 60-48, I think, or 60-45. He scored 7 or 8 touchdowns, and they stopped us one time. That's all it was. The difference was, I think, a score, a touchdown or two. He scored every fucking drive. They could have done whatever they wanted with this kid. Come to find out, I know another guy's team he's played with them this year. So I send a text out after the game and say, hey, buddy, is this kid so-and-so on your squad? He goes, oh, yeah, he's on this team. And he's on Bullet Club's team.
What
the fuck?
Oh.
Jimmy, I am the greatest gift this league has ever been on. Ever had. I'm the greatest gift this league has ever had. And I'm not even on fucking 3 teams. This fucking schmuck who nobody knows his name. His dad's actually, I know his dad was. His dad's a great guy. This kid who nobody knows his name. He's a super quiet 18-year-old kid. Is on 3 fucking teams. 2 of them in the same fucking division. How does that work out?
It has Joe K written all over it.
It does have Joe, and he's on Joe K's team. It has Joe K written all over it. That fucking Ric Flair shyster. That's actually more like Arn Anderson. He's like, he is double A. That's exactly right. So I'm not that kind of guy. I didn't send a text out. I didn't say, Topper, this is bullshit. I'm gonna let it play out, because when we play him again, my girl's team will beat him. I'm not worried about it. But I just wanted to let everybody know that's bullshit. If I can't play on fucking more than one team, nobody fucking can, because I'm the fucking greatest thing in this fucking league.
What about Maddie? Can he play on more than two?
My arch nemesis. We cannot. He cannot do it. If I can't do it, he can't do it. He's like a 3 rungs below me. I'm like 1A. He's like 2D.
Well, the rules about the universal sublist, though, are pretty clear. So the fact that someone literally just walked out of the parking lot or the woods to jump on a team to then trounce and pounce, especially when it's coming from, like, one of these other teams where people are helping make decisions about what these rules are. Oh. That's not right. That's not good.
Jimmy, I was angry. My girls were angry, and I don't, because that team is my favorite team to play on. And we still, you know, we had our chance. We should have won. We shouldn't have lost. But this kid made a huge. And I don't like to keep saying it. One guy makes a difference. But when you're playing 5 or 6 girls, it takes one.
So what did Ramir have to say about this? You said that he was involved on this, right?
Ramir, before the game, Ramir had started and called that team over and said, I don't know what he was saying, because I didn't want to interfere, but I should have opened my mouth. I really don't know. Ramir just said, hey, he's playing. I'm like, okay, we'll fucking beat you guys with this son on your team. And when we didn't. And I'll take full responsibility. I lost it for our team. Not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to move on, because I'm still a little butthurt about it. Whatever.
Well, let's get the third-inch long perspective on this, shall we?
Yeah, what do you guys think of that? Scotty, I think you were watching the game there. You were with me the whole time. What do you think?
I do think you cost your team the game. I do. I think I commented on that afterwards in an interview with Jimmy. Just Aaron throws. You were staring people down. You let your girls down. You did.
I'm not. Wow. I know, right? The fucking disrespect. I invite him on my podcast a couple times, and the fucking blatant disrespect. His wife's making me cupcakes for my birthday next week. The blatant disrespect. Unbelievable. You know what? I can see you being the reason fucking 30 Schlong is breaking up. You're the fucking reason, I think. You're the cancer of that team.
You might be right on that.
I think people are getting sick of seeing you lift up your shirt and seeing those six-pack abs that you got going on there.
Joe, you enjoy it. Stop.
I fucking love it. When I get random, Jimmy, I'll get random texts after games from a couple guys on their teams. They don't know your name. They know it was Keller. They know you as Keller. Yo, did you see the pitch on Facebook of Keller lifting his shirt up again? I was fucking crying, dude.
Every pick Vail takes, I have my shirt up. I have my shirt up for like 13 combined seconds, and every time she snaps a pick, my shirt's up.
13 seconds? For like 13 minutes, at least.
Well, if you had abs like this, you'd
you're
be
right.
The same thing. Stop.
You're fucking right, and you're absolutely fucking right. You're absolutely right. Everyone might be thinking, you know, why are they only talking about a few people that we may not know? Well, guys, send me a text, 716-400-5045. We don't talk about the scores. We don't talk about all the games. We talk about the teams and the people that are on the fucking podcast with us. So if you want to talk about yourself, if you want to hear about your team specifically, then I suggest you send me a text and give me a call. We'd love to talk about you. We'd love to make fun of you, just like we did Peachy Platoon and the guy with no fucking shorts on. We'd love to make fun of you guys and see how you play.
Mr. Batts, I do have that post-game interview with yourself and Mr. Keller Jr., if you'd like to hear that.
I would love to hear that. Before we do that, Mr. Keller, where were you this week? Did you guys have a bye this week? How come you weren't there?
Yeah, we had a bye this week. I was actually working.
Oh, you did? Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Play it, James. Go ahead, Mr. Keller. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, just before we go any further, I know this was like a comedy roast. This is fucking nuts. But I just wanted to bring across that I think we got in this league 4 or 5 years. I don't know how many years ago. But this thing has been the greatest thing, and I know I joke around about a lot of things, but just the girl athletes and the girl teams and the friendships and the league, and I'm sorry for every ref, including Billy Gunn, that I always fucking curse, but I just want to say from Topper on down to Lenny, to all you guys, DJ, Jimmy, Joey Betts, this has been an unbelievable experience. And I do really love Katie and Eric, just let them know. But this league has been the greatest thing. It really has.
I appreciate that. It really is a lot of fun. Yeah. Did you
Oh, it's great.
Did you think that after I saw Katie playing in 3 or 4 years, but I think I saw you, Scotty, playing before that. Did you ever think that you'd be on a podcast at 7:30 at night in 2019?
This is nuts. This is like the first game I think I saw was you playing, Joey, and you were fucking telling the ref was making a call, and you were going up to him and said, no, it's not. That's not the way it is. You were telling the fucking refs what to do. I remember that. You was no, that's not the right call. Take that back. You were telling the refs what to do the first game I was at. And I said, who the hell is this guy? And I remember that distinctly, and ever since then, it's been great.
Who's that big dick swinging motherfucker?
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. I said, who the fuck is this guy? President of the league or something? I remember I look so forward to Saturdays. I was so pissed this week we had a bye. It's been a great experience. It really has. Everybody's hard work, and it's awesome.
Jimmy, before you play that clip real quick, have you guys, Mr. Keller, I know that when Scotty was on a few weeks back, about a month or two ago, we talked about how terrible the refs were in the beginning. Do you have, I know there hasn't been, it's been pretty quiet in the ref front on my end the last couple of weeks. Have you guys had any problems your last couple of games?
No, they've been great. And I got to tell you, I told my kids this story, but Billy Gunn, I don't know if you know, me and him played baseball against each other in the 70s. He played for Bennett, I played for Lafayette. He was a pitcher. He threw me a fastball. I hit it so far, I told my kids, the Border Patrol found the ball. It had passport on it. And I think he's really upset because of that. So
he's still holding a grudge all these years later?
He's still holding a grudge all these years. So, I mean, we're talking the 70s we played against each other.
40 plus years ago, you rocked a fucking bomb off him, and he's still calling fucking.
Oh, they're still, I still think they're looking for the ball.
You know what you should do when you come to the fields this next week? Just bring a hardball with you and hand it to him. Hey, no, found it.
And put a passport on it.
Yeah, found it.
And sign it. I've been looking for this thing for 40 years.
And I apologize to all the refs because my son will tell you that's the way I am. They work hard too. So it's just great to be out there. It really is.
I love when your son gets going. Sky, tell us any problems with your refs for the last couple games for you or no?
No, I don't think so. No, because we've been blowing teams out the last 3 weeks, so you don't notice the refs when you're
true. It's true. Yeah, we get it. Jimmy, real quick, one more thing. Tell us, Jimmy, Scotty, real quick. Tell us, last year when you guys played Peachy Platoon, wasn't there some dude in the sideline? Because I gotta get these guys up on blast here because everyone thinks their shit don't stink. Wasn't there some fucking guy talking shit in the sideline after in the playoff game or something? Who wasn't even playing?
Yes, it was the guy. There was two. There was one guy who was on a blanket. He looked like he was at a picnic. He started chirping about it. That's ball game. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then Scott tagged your boy with the red pants.
Gave him like a
shove in the end zone. Not a bad shove, but just like he tried to tag him. And the guy who got into it, Ricky Austin, called him a fucking scumbag right after that. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Now, if we don't set the scene for that one, that was a kid who got in a fight with Ricky. I can't remember that dude's name. I see him all the time. He's a little scrappy fella.
I think it's called Matt. I don't know what his last name is.
I don't know. Baby Dick. Who did he call scumbag? 40-year-old plan guy or Peachy Platoon?
Scott. He called Scott scumbag. I was just trying to spread the bag.
Right. A little harder
than he should have, but still, like, kids are like, you're a fucking scumbag. I wish I would have heard it. I didn't hear it. Until after, but I would have loved it.
What would you have done?
I would just love to hear it. That's it. I wouldn't have done anything. I wanted to hear him say it.
Jimmy, lead us into the post. This is a great post game interview. Actually, I enjoyed this one. Go ahead.
Here was Scott Keller, the
junior,
Scott Keller,
junior, not to be confused with senior.
All right, fair enough. Some would say it's the Scott that matters. Is that still true?
Yeah, I would say. I'd say my father's off to a better start the year, seeing as he's played more games, but he's been slinging the ball nice. So I would say, yeah, maybe that statement isn't accurate right now. Maybe he is the more important Keller at this time. Scott at this time.
Now, speaking about Kellers, Katie just walked off the field with the brow furrowed, with anger in the face.
She's frustrated.
And why? Why?
I think it's the guy who's standing about 20 feet away from her right now talking to his wife. He was atrocious. He was staring down receivers.
Which guy? I can't figure it out.
He does a podcast, apparently. I guess I think he does that alternate podcast I think he's on.
Joey Bats?
Marty Jannetty, maybe his name is. I'm not quite sure. It could be Marty Jannetty. Maybe it is Joe. I can't think of it right now.
All right, so with that being said, what you're bringing to the table is there could be a controversy in that quarterback getting the ball to Katie?
I think there's a controversy in that quarterback getting the ball to anybody. I mean, I think that maybe they should have open maybe auditions, get any of the girls out there slinging it to see if they could do a better job, because what I watched today was pathetic. There was no piss missiles thrown in this game, I can tell you that.
He did look sad.
It was fucking windy out, first of all. Second of all, ladies and gentlemen who listen to this podcast know I'm a huge wrestling fan. Of the two of us, as in me, Joey Bats, and Scott Keller Jr., if you put us side by side, I would love somebody to text me or email Jimmy, text, telegram, somebody. Who is Marty Jannetty and who is Shawn Michaels of the Rockers? There is 0% chance that I am anybody but Shawn Michaels, ever. There's no way if you're anybody...
Get a poll going.
We're going to put up a poll somewhere.
We're not allowed to put up polls anymore. They've banned. They don't promote this show anymore, even though it's a better one. They do all these things where it's anti us, but we're keeping this moving, man. It's kind of wild.
You are Brutus the Barber. Anybody, go back to the barbershop scene where HBK puts Jannetty through the glass of the barbershop. Dude, you're Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I'm HBK in the leather jacket. End of story. No.
This is why the other podcast has better ratings. This one's all lies.
Mr. Keller, did you watch wrestling when the kids were growing up?
All the time, but not anymore.
So do I look more like Shawn Michaels, or does your son look more like Shawn Michaels?
You know what? I really don't remember Shawn. I don't think Shawn Michaels was really that big. He wasn't he one of the smaller guys?
Yes, he was. He was cut up as shit, and he gave the super kick. That's funny. So basically, your dad's calling
you
the smaller, strong guy, and you the bigger, thicker guy. But hey, whatever. You're coming from the horse's mouth. Whatever. Not a big deal. So
my favorite wrestler of all time is Babyface.
Wasn't he with John Dillinger? Wasn't he a bank robber?
My grandfather.
God, he knows his baby face was.
I met him. I fucking met him. Great.
He was a wrestler, my dad.
I remember. I did meet him. That's fucking right.
Wait a minute.
When
your
he's
father,
in the yard one time.
Father was a professional wrestler, is what you're saying.
He wrestled in Buffalo out of high school, and they paid him $50 a match, and he'll never watch it again because every guy came in the ring and said, "Hey, my family's here. Do you mind if I win? Do you mind if I win?" And he would always let the guys win. And he just got right out of high school. He was like 6'3", 300 pounds.
He's a big boy.
The amateur circuit.
And sometimes Joey Bats, when you see him here, you got to ask him the story. It's unbelievable.
When we were at the house, I did meet him. He told me quickly about it, but I think I was a little tipsy.
You were messed up. Yes.
Jimmy, the one time we were at his house, I was so drunk after wiffle ball, I was trying to catch pretzels with my butt with my butthole. It was great.
That sounds terrible.
It was great.
Which, by the way, if I may just jump in here real quick, thanks for all the friggin' invites over the years, guys. Real great that we bonded this far.
Hey, next baseball game, I agree. DJ Jimmy is coming here and doing the game live.
I love it. I want him here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll leave Eric at home.
If
he doesn't mind. I don't want them to, you know, get into an argument.
That would be great to have DJ Jimmy here to do that. It'd be awesome.
Mr. Bats, you are coming up on 50 minutes, 5-0. What would you like to do?
Holy shit.
I know. I'm by so fast. It's because this is a great episode.
I've still
right
got
now.
2 minutes, 48 seconds on that clip, or we could just roll. What do you want to do?
I want to hear the rest of the clip.
A couple times.
He looks sad more than a couple times. I'd say most of the game. Over there, he looks dejected. Jill's trying to, like, pat him on the back and tell him, "It's going to be okay, Joe. It's okay."
Would you like to go over and talk to him with me at this time?
Please, let's do.
So, in your opinion, how do you think he's going to take this news?
Not very well, I don't think. But
all right, so we are just off the field of play. I have Scotty Jr. with me at this time, and we are approaching Mr. Bats. Jr., if you could, please.
What was that?
Dude, they scored 60 points, right? There's one kid on the team who scored 50 of them. He's also on three other teams in the league, so I'm not usually that guy, but I'm going to say something. Because he's not a D4 player. They're playing with all girls. Can't do that. He's got nine different teams.
What does it have to do with your performance today?
Dude, we scored 45 points, my performance. You can't put up 45 and expect to lose. 60 to 45 or 60 to 46 it was.
Now, he said he did not see you slinging piss missiles.
It's windy out right now.
That's my go-to.
I guess.
It's always windy out.
I guess. Say something Marty Jannetty would say.
Okay, everybody take a look at this. If you see me with my shirt off, I'm obviously HBK. If you see this asshole with his shirt off, this is Brutus the Barber Beefcake, circa 1994.
Now, rumor on the streets right now, after my interview with Boots, which you're about to hear when we actually do the show, Katie is not going to be moving forward with the cunning stunts. She is going to start a brand new team with Stags in D1 to rival anyone that dares challenge them.
If Eric said jump, Katie will say, "How high do you want me to jump?" That's exactly what she'll say.
I find truth in that.
So if Eric says, "I want to play D1, Katie, you can't play with anybody else?" Okay, babe, I'll do that. Whatever you say, sweetheart.
Guys, should we go talk to her?
Yeah, Kay, come here real quick. We need you.
No, really, this one's actually pretty important. The word was put on the table that you might be leaving not just Third and Schlong, but also Cunning Stunts to start a brand new team in D1 with Stegs.
No comment.
So Eric...
Wow.
I'm just getting clapped up. So, Eric said, "I want to start a team with Katie in D1. She can't put anybody else." Katie will say, "Got it, babe."
That's exactly what I said. You got it, babe.
I'll come over for dinner today with Big Jaren and Julie.
Ladies and gentlemen, big news.
That's it.
From a big player right there, Katie Keller, everyone. Joey Bats, thanks for coming to the table to talk with Junior. That was.
And that's it right there.
Fuck that guy.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know what? I think the animosity started on your team, Mr. Keller. I think when she started getting really serious playing with Eric, if you want my honest opinion.
Yeah. And I'm happy for them. If they're happy, it's nice to see Katie with somebody other than her dog. And I don't mean, yes, it's, I think her and her dog are getting too close. It's nice to see Eric in there now. So it's unbelievable. I'm happy for them both.
Yeah, they're great people. They're both super cool guys. And Eric's a great guy to talk to. Fucking loser.
That's your cousin.
I know. Yeah, by marriage. By marriage.
Well, he's a good guy, Eric. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you guys are going to make out later. Why, Jimmy, why don't we play one more clip? I think there's one more of them thinking of. We should end because I know we're at over 50 here. I apologize. The last clip, I think you have one with Casey, correct?
I have a clip with Casey. If I may set this up a little bit. Okay?
Please, go ahead, please.
So there's a lot going on with this story. Casey is, if we go back to last week's AltCast, when Love Connection Scotty was on, he was talking about how he was enamored by a girl and just didn't have the guts to talk to her, but also how he felt that he had been set up and potentially put in a position that he wasn't ready to be in just yet. So this past week, there was turmoil everywhere. People were talking about this left and right. They couldn't believe that it was still continuing on. He actually took the opportunity just to say a couple words to her out on the field, but he had the clear intent to talk with her at the bar. However, the two of them were pulled aside by Travis Cleave Money for Tito's with Travis. Before that Tito's with Travis, this is the opportunity when she sat down with the AltCast to give us her feelings about last week's show with Love Connection Scotty, where things currently stand. And I'm going to tell you right now, who knows where it stands from here forward, because none of this is normal. I'll tell you that.
It's Mr. not. Bats? It's weird. And tried to get her on the show over the weekend. Tried to get her on the show today. She is done with it. Scotty, Love Connection Scotty, the ship is about to sail, baby. The ship is about to sail. If you're going to make a move, you got to do it soon. She's done talking to strangers about it. She's done talking to people she don't know. All she wants to do is get wined and dined and 6-1, or excuse me, wined and dined and 619 like Rey Mysterio. That's all she wants to do. And if you're going to fuck it up, like you have been for the last 3 fucking weeks, stop texting me every fucking day and text her. Lead us into the clip, James.
The guy that came on last week, he was talking about how he was enamored by you, how he was thrown back by you and your beauty and your personality. If you could, just tell me a little bit about those times when the two of you have had those amazing interactions and talked to each other.
What interactions? I don't know. We haven't really had any interactions. I mean, I rush, so when he's playing QB, that's really all that I don't know.
So really, at the end of the day, you're just playing football.
Yeah.
And he may have, or may not have, fallen for your beauty a little bit, but he's never spoken to you.
No, today he did.
He did.
He said, hey, what's up, and slapped me up in the middle of our game.
Well, this is big.
So it's a baby step, but not really. It wasn't very like, hey, I'm like so-and-so, but it was just
so
like,
let me ask you a very serious question right now then. In the midst of that right now, if what that was him just reaching out and getting in touch and trying to do his best to say hi, does that qualify as what a normal touch point would be between two humans?
I don't know if that's normal. I think nothing about this is normal, really.
No, it's not. No. It's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, it's super weird,
like,
right?
I just don't understand why he could have just came up and said hi like a normal person at the bar. Like,
no, I just met you mere minutes ago.
Yeah.
We shook hands.
Yeah.
We said hi. Yeah,
exactly.
And now we're talking about you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's normal.
Very. Yep.
So if you have any advice for this guy, and I don't know whether or not you like him or don't like him, but end of the day.
I don't know him, so how am I supposed to know if I like him or not? Like, it's just.
Now that's rational thought. That's rational thought coming to the table.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about, not all about looks. I think it's just like if you get along, or you know.
Absolutely.
Jimmy, and not being a loser and not being.
That's a great way. That's a great. I missed that part when I heard it when you sent me the clip this morning. Love Connection, Scotty. You heard it there, man. It's not all. It's not all about looks. How do you think Nicole and Scott Keller Jr. got married? You know, Nicole said it's not all about looks. You know, it's not all about looks. So that's it, dude. That is fucking. I wish we could have got this chick on. I'm gonna have to pull her aside next week and talk to her. That is unbelievable.
She's super cool, super normal, great person to get to know. I only talked with her for like 2 to 3 minutes, so I really can't even tell you much about her other than the fact that she came to the table being just a legit person. You know, just saying this entire thing, kind of getting crazy. So
weird.
What's even crazier, though, dude, is at the end of this discussion that she was whisked away back to the bar from this inner circle of crew, and then she was paired up with Travis and Love Connection,
Scotty
on video. Weird. And what got crazier was like the whole dynamic. I don't know. Got to watch Tito's with Travis this week at the Topper's Facebook or whatever the hell it is, you know?
I mean, I don't, it's weird. That's just weird. And I'm still giggling inside that she said, it's not all about looks, man. No, Scotty, can you pick this girl out of a lineup? I still couldn't pick her out of a lineup. I don't know who she is.
I know who she is. She plays for, did you watch any of the Frodo and,
No, I was pissed after my game. You know how I get. She plays with Quinn, right?
She plays with Quinn. Yeah, I know who she's a redhead.
A redheaded girl. I think that's what Sky said last week. I think I know who she is. She's very good, right? She's a good athlete.
Yeah, she's good. She always rushes. She's really quick.
Yeah, she's very fast. I think I know. And he said hi. Oh my god, Love Connection, Scotty. When you listen to this, man, dude, I don't know what to say to you anymore, bro. I thought this was the week. You said hi. You had a nice. I guess you were on Travis's thing. That's still awkward, man. A lot of people. I got text messages this week asking, is she trying to date Travis or is she trying to date the other guy?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that too, especially when we were watching it live. They're like, is the guy in the middle with the hat, the Travis guy, is he trying to pick her up? And is that his wingman? Like, it was real confusing to see.
It was weird. You know?
It was weird.
That's, we just wanted to, you know, give a little love, shout out to Love Connection, Scotty, because he's trying. I don't even know if he's fucking trying anymore. I don't know what he's doing. But
I got 2 minutes to the top of the hour, then we got a 1 hour show here. How about some final thoughts? Go around the room.
Yes. Scotty, go ahead with your final thought, baby. Lead us in.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I would like you to go first. Yeah, you're good at this.
Thanks, Marty. Always a pleasure. if you guys are ever in need of rating spikes, you can just tell me that. I mean, you don't have to, hey, you mind copping on today just to come on with your dad? Like, need ratings, you call me.
Oh, that's right. We need ratings. You'll get Nicole on. We understood. Yeah. We got you.
Yeah. Nicole soundbite's going to be the biggest clip of the most viewed clip of the whole fucking show when she pops on in the beginning.
It's gonna be,
Mr. Keller. Give us a final thought for your first podcast with us.
I gotta tell you, this was great. I appreciate it. A lot of fun. Love everybody in that league. It's been awesome. So, don't count Third and Schlong out from the title this year, though. I'm telling you that now.
I love it. I fucking love it. Fuck everyone else. So you guys in D3, right? Fuck everyone else.
Yeah,
in
that's
D3.
Right.
I'm putting my money minus 110 Third and Schlong right now. I'll book it. You heard it here.
Well, and one last note. Me, Scotty, Nicole may go to Division I next year and win that.
Fuck. Minus
just nine, the three nine. Of us.
Even that's a pick'em next year. D1.
Yes. So it's been fun, guys. Thank you.
I'm glad you're on, Mr. Tom. I'm glad you came on. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
I got a final thought
okay,
for you.
Thank you.
So on my side here, the biggest thought that's running through my head this entire time is how next year we could see the J-Bats crew together with the Stegg family, together with the Keller family on one team without
on
orthopedic
team.
Scotty. It's unbelievable.
That's the championship team right there. You said it at the end, Jimmy. Without orthopedic Scotty, he's the anchor that weighs down Third and Schlong. We're cutting anchor. We're cutting anchor, baby. We're cutting him. I would love to join. I'd love to get a super. That would be a fucking super team.
Wait a second. Where was he this week?
Nicole, Katie.
He wasn't even there. He was in Tennessee, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Senior, wasn't your girl down in Tennessee?
Yeah, they were making out. I saw it.
Wow. Orthopedic Scotty. So, interesting. He's probably the doctors giving you orthopedics and golf shorts. D-bag. Dude, my final thought before we sign off. This was our longest show, but I knew it would be because I loved our. These are my two favorite guests we've had on. Scotty, this is the second time on. I love when you come on, dude. I do love this league, Mr. Keller. I just want to echo what you said. I do love Saturdays. I look forward to them every single week. You know, we got a few people who are gym class heroes out there. Guys, at the end of the day, just remember it's a co-ed touch league, and you're all playing for second best because I'm the best and greatest athlete in this entire fucking league. And you can all, again, I'm on top of the ladder. Keep climbing up to catch me, baby. Jimmy, anything else you got, Dad?
This is the TSL Altcast, featuring the legendary Joey Bats and DJ Jimmy. Others can please him, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
And don't forget, stop by and get it with us. If you want to be on the show, find Joey Bats down in the fields. Feel free to call or text him anytime. He gave out his number during the show. If you know Jill, please stop by. Buy a beer. Tip heavy.
Max on hurdle. Thursday night.